I'm Adam Reinhardt. I'm here with Red Hill football coach Billy Gray. And Billy, obviously you're getting ready for the 2017 football season. So first thing I'd like to ask you is, what do you hope to see from your offense, especially with Chase Murray and Drew Moore this year?
You know, we're excited to get into ball games, start hitting on other people instead of our own teammates. But just excited to see how it's all going to come together. We've worked hard. We put in a long off season in the weight room and a long preseason. You know, we got so many athletes this year. We're looking forward to all aspects of the game, throwing the ball a little more. Of course, our backfield is pretty solid, and look forward to sharing those carries between all of them and just seeing what happens.
Something you pointed out at Media Day was that you've basically had the same backfield for 3 years, essentially. How beneficial is that? You know, how comfortable are they with each other, and how does that help them?
Oh, they're very comfortable with each other. They're like brothers. The blocking aspects will get so much better as they grow older, to be able to block better and to be able to know what each other's thinking and just to make things happen off the edge. So it's going to be an exciting year, I hope.
You had high praise for your offensive line at Media Day. What do you hope to see from them?
You know, the line, I'm a little bit curious. They've had a great offseason. They got so much stronger. Like I said, they're a year older. We got four juniors and one senior on that starting offensive line. And they got a lot of experience last year. So hopefully that experience carries over, and the strength that they picked up in the offseason will really push them to the next level. They've also come together as a group and having a lot of fun and just running over people. Like I said, we went to camp, and they had a great camp. And even here in our practices, they've done a good job.
You mentioned camp. You went to Illinois College, I believe it was. How beneficial was that for your team?
You know, I like to get the kids away, get them away from their parents, get them away from their girlfriends, and just become a football family. And up there, you know, we had, oh gosh, I think we ran 9 practices in 3 days and did a little bit of everything. So it was nice to get them away and let them learn who each other are and become a family, like I said. And then when we got to do our teamwork, you know, that's when things started clicking, you know. And by the time we were through with camp, it was like preseason was already here and over. That's how things had kind of clicked, how well things went. So, like I said, it's just going to be an exciting year, I think.
Last but certainly not least, week one coming up, Robinson. As you said at Media Day, you probably won't know as much about them since it is the first week of the season, but you probably know Tim Nolan. He's been their coach for a while. So what's the first week of the season like for the kids too? Because, you know, they're probably kind of like you in this. You can't really do scouting reports because you don't know much about what you see. So how's that affect preparation for the kids?
You know, for the kids, actually, it's probably a little easier because they know the other kids from Robinson or whoever you're playing the first week. And they probably actually know a little more than we do of what to expect from those athletes at that school. But, you know, Coach Nolan, he's been there. He's been very successful there and other places, and being there so long, he's not going to change a lot of what he does, I don't think. So we scouted last year's film. We scouted the later season games that we had on them. He said, I think we'll see more of the same from him. It's just, what have his athletes done over the summer? How have they improved? How much bigger have they gotten? You know, I know he's got a couple new kids out that didn't play last year, so it's just a toss-up. The first week's always hard because you can't scout, but like I said, the kids are ready to go out and hit somebody different and play the game and to get into the excitement of the season.
All right, Coach, that's all I got for you. Good luck tomorrow.
Thank you.
Good evening, football fans, and welcome back to Football Friday. Just to start off with, before we get started here tonight, we had earlier this year a tragedy, a loss to the Saluki family. At the end of football season, we lost my color guy, my friend, Rob McKinley. Many, many years did he do this for the Saluki fans, bringing them all the action here on WAKO. And I'd just like to take a moment and thank Rob, and he did an amazing job. And Bryce, it's going to be hard to replace him, so you got some big shoes to fill. Bryce Thompson here with me this year. Bryce, making the trip from Mount Carmel, we appreciate it, to bring us this great, beautiful evening of football action.
Hey, I thank you for asking me. I mean, I've been around the world, if you really want to put it in the sports broadcasting terms, if you want to really put it in that kind of way, just in Southern Illinois, three seasons down in Murfreesboro, football and basketball, while I was down there at school at Southern Illinois. And so, I mean, I've been all over Murfreesboro, all the way out to Cape Girardeau to do games, done some games for Niles Media, behind-the-scenes work, and then done some Newton games, some Lawrenceville games for WVC, some Mount Carmel games. So just been all around. So, Ryan, thank you for this opportunity.
It is my pleasure, Bryson. It's going to be a great year. The Salukis, they lost quite a few seniors last year, some big losses up on the line, offensive and defensively. They lost their whole line up there in a big loss, Drew Moore. But as you can see from here on the roster, they got about 9 seniors out on the field this year. So a little bit of experience coming from last year.
But here's the thing, though. You have those nine seniors, those juniors that are on the roster now. Those are your sophomores last year that got that playing time. So they're going to be the ones to really step up and fill those missing holes that you lost with some of those seniors that graduated last year. But then if you look at Florida's roster, Ryan, five seniors, they're going to start a sophomore quarterback, I do believe, is the way that this roster looks. Chase Helm looks like he's going to be under center tonight, a 5'10", 165-pound sophomore.
And tonight's pregame brought to you by Carl Ritzel Memorial Hospital. And it's beautiful Football Friday weather, Bryce. I mean, the crowd's really filling in for both teams. Florin making about a 45-minute drive over here. But, I mean, like you said, Coach Brian Tackett is very successful with those Florida Wolves over there. And it's going to be a tough year. It's going to be a tough first game. And later on, we'll hear from Coach Billy Gray. As you know, first game of the season, there is no game film for either team to look off of for how it's going to be.
No, you have no game film. So if you know a coach well enough on the opposing sideline, you kind of know what they do. So you can go back and look at last year's film from when you played the same team, or just look at their film throughout the season, kind of see what plays they run more, look at the defensive set. But I'm sure head coach Billy Gray has his troops ready to go.
And they're ready, and they've been coming out here every night, practicing in the brutal summer heat, as it's not been a very, very friendly summer this year. It's been raining left and right. But looking at last year's score, the Salukis coasted through a victory 42-13, and things changed. I mean, Salukis lost a lot of seniors, and not quite sure how many Flora lost, but I mean, they really filled the numbers. As we look at the roster here, they got easily over 50 kids.
I mean, most of these kids are going to dress JV as well, so a lot of these kids, same numbers for varsity and JV. But if you look, though, there's about 10 to 12 kids over on the sideline for Florida. Those might be the underclassmen, the freshmen or sophomores, but those could be some key pieces. It looks like Trevin Thurman for Florida is over there on the sideline in the jersey, but with street clothes on the rest of the way, so that could be a big loss for Florida tonight.
So they could be subject to injuries already here early in the season before it even gets started. We'll go ahead and take a quick commercial break and send it back to the studio and be right back with Coach's interview from Coach Billy Gray on how it's going to look tonight. We'll be right back after this. You're listening to Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to welcome a new pediatrician to the community. Dr. Norma Kreilein is located at the CRMH Family Practice Clinic and is currently accepting patients. Dr. Kreilein is a board-certified pediatrician and has been practicing for 30 years. She is available to care for newborns through adolescence and is comfortable caring for patients with chronic illness. CRMH is excited to bring her to the community to care for our youngest patients. Appointments are currently being taken and can be made by calling the CRMH Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Here with Red Hill Saluki head coach Billy Gray. Coach, coming up short in playoffs last year against Central A&M, 48-40, but finished the season with an 8-2 record. Lost quite a few seniors last year, most of your line, and a couple good running backs there with Drew Moore. How do you intend to not necessarily replace, but fill in for those gentlemen?
You know, we spent the offseason working in the weight room and trying to get stronger and getting better. We have a lot of inexperience that's going to be on the field, but they've worked hard this preseason, and we're going to try to continue this Red Hill football style here with continuing to win and go out and work hard every night and do the best we can. That's all we can ask.
And Coach Brian Tackett, you guys kind of eased through them last year. I believe it was a 42-13 win over them. And looking at their roster here early in the season, it looks like they got pretty big numbers there.
Yeah, I'm sure. I haven't even seen their roster, to be honest with you, but I'm sure they've got big numbers. I know they were young last year, and they've got to be an improved team. He does a good job over there and seems to be building the program. So each year is a different year, so we're just looking to fix our own problems right now. Obviously, with no game film on them this year or really knowing anything about them, it's really tough this first week. But we've been working on ourselves, and if we go out and do the best we can do, that's all I can ask.
And just kind of looking towards Friday night, how do you expect to kind of come back from losing all those kids, and what kind of game plan for offense do you have?
You know, my game plans aren't going to change. We try to make them match our personnel, and we're going to be a run-dominant football team again this year. Now, obviously, losing those linemen hurts tremendously, not to mention Drew Moore in the backfield. But, you know, like I said, each year you got to move on, and those kids are gone, and I appreciate everything they did for us, but it's time to take this group and see what we can make out of them.
And with Drake Allen out for quite a few games last year at quarterback, and then kind of coming in at the end of the season to try and fill in a little bit here and there, still working with his injury, is he fully recovered and ready for this year?
Yeah, Drake's fully recovered. He was able to come back and play basketball season and do everything just fine. But we've moved him. We've left Gannon Gaither at quarterback, and we moved Drake to a running back position, and got a nice stable of running backs again, and we're going to rotate those guys in and out and just get the best athletes on the field at all times, hopefully.
And with most of your line last year playing both ways, are you going to be able to keep that same thing with your new line this year, playing both offense and defense?
You know, we're hoping not to. That's never the goal. But those guys were just so naturally strong and loved to go out there and play football. So it was a blessing to have kids that wanted to do that. But the idea is to separate them out and hopefully have an offensive line and a defensive line this year and keep them more fresh. But this year's group, they're all about the same at this point, and we're playing the ones that have worked hardest and the ones that seem to be the most coachable. So you're going to see different kids out there at all times during the game on both sides of the line, really.
And with Drew Moore last year, he played many positions, running back, and also had him at punter and kicker. How do you plan to replace him on those special teams?
You know, we filled those spots with the kids that are doing it well this year. And, you know, Anthony Gerald moved in from Lawrenceville this year. He's going to be our punter. And Gannon Gaither is going to fill some punting duties as well when we try to change up our style. But the kicking game, our kicking game's always recently here struggled. So we're working with different kids. And we do have a couple kids that can kick the ball. And, again, another type of situation where you'll see different ones throughout the season. And hopefully once we get in the playoffs, we'll know which one it should be.
All right, Coach, thank you very much, and good luck.
Thanks.
Thanks to Billy Gray for those words of wisdom for tonight and a look at what the season might be like and what Friday night will be like. We're moments away from kickoff time, and we'll go ahead and send it back to the studio for a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with Saluki football action. You're listening to Saluki football right here on WAKO The Legend.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at .com.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student-athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenience store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student-athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Piece together great earnings on your money with KZ State Bank's CD special. Take advantage of KZ State Bank's 15-month and 21-month CD specials. Stop by KZ State Bank in Lawrenceville, located at 1609 Lexington Avenue for more details. KZ State Bank believes in building lasting financial relationships. KZ State Bank is a community bank small enough to know your name, yet they have all the financial products and services to handle your banking needs. Your community, your bank. KZ State Bank. Offer valid until August 31st. Member FDIC.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Pregame tonight was brought to you by Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are just moments away as the Wolves are making their way out to the field, just coming down to the wire to kickoff time. The atmosphere is wonderful, Bryce. It's been waiting all year for this, and as we were talking beforehand, you noticed a few players for the Salukis that were not in uniform tonight but in street clothes. Number 32, Wyatt Shoulders, a 6'2", 230 senior, and Garrett McDermott, number 64, a 6'2", 260 junior. So judging by the size and the build of these guys, it's going to be kind of a big loss for them.
Yeah, that's two of your linemen. But they also have Shoulders listed as a running back, so I'm wondering if he's one of those, hey, we need 5 yards. Get in the backfield, give him the ball, let him get to 5 yards. But again, you're missing two big pieces with those two being out.
And Coach Billy Gray is getting his team together. They're now running out onto the field through that tunnel of band and cheerleaders. The crowd is on their feet, and they are ready for some action here tonight. Both teams are getting set. We're going to take one more quick commercial break and be right back. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Coin toss there, Bryce, but it appears it looks like the Wolves will be kicking off to the Salukis. Or hang on here. See what it is. Yep, the Salukis will be getting the opening kick. Four Wolves will be kicking it from south to north. Salukis defending the north end zone here tonight. Just a few numbers out there I'm noticing here real quick. A senior, Nathan Worth, number 82, up there on the line. Number 9, Anthony Gerald, will be back to return. Coach Billy Gray said yesterday that he is a transfer from Lawrenceville. And also back there, number 10, Jared Henry, and number 2, Damian Plummer.
I had the chance to actually travel with Anthony Gerald this year with Britain's Bullpen. Got to know him a little bit. Great kid, great baseball player. Pretty sure he's a great all-around athlete. We're going to find out tonight.
It's good to see that. Set to kick for the Wolves, number 53, Blaine Dickey, and it is away. It is downfield. It looks like Gerald will fumble it a little bit, pick it up. He's going to come up the right hash marks, cut back to the middle. He's got some good blocks, tripped up and brought down at the 39. About a 19-yard return there. Picked it up at about the 20. It will be first and 10 for the Salukis.
One thing you got to love if you're Coach Gray, you're bringing in Anthony Gerald, 6'2", with his wingspan. You saw him down ready to return that kick. He was almost touching the ground with that wingspan. So that's someone you're going to want to put out at receiver and throw the deep ball if you got to and let him go up and get over the cornerback.
That's a good little return there to start off the year. Got some good blocks in there. Got it. Was able to maneuver to cut back in there and really get some good yardage and field position for the Salukis. Looks like they're in the wishbone formation. Usual Saluki football right here. Gaither up under center. He's going to quarterback sneak it right up the middle, but quickly brought down for a gain of about 2 there. It's a 40-yard there. Second and 8 for the Salukis. Looks like the guy hit 8 out of the way.
G'day, this is Penny Shaw, one of the owners of Flying S Incorporated, located in rural Palestine, Illinois. Our Flying S team is able to fabricate anything, from carbon fiber aircraft wings to intricate CNC machine parts for space projects. And when we started our venture, we knew we needed a real financial partner we could trust. Citizens National Bank of Albion and the Bridgeport banking team not only offered us great rates, but their customer service is always spot on.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Working at Toyota Boshoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Boshoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Boshoku, 100 Trim Masters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Boshoku. You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambrough Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com or call us, 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student-athletes. Family Choice house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenient store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student-athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rucker's Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tune from Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Zero. Looks like they're going to get their field goal unit in here. Kicking the ball is number 21, Grant Johnson, who just scored the touchdown. Holding the ball for him is Daniel Wilson. Number two, fumble on the snap. Johnson picks it up, running outside, but quickly brought down by a couple of dogs. So the Salukis hold them to only a touchdown, leaving them down 6-0 here in early in the first quarter. We'll go ahead and send it back to the studio for a quick commercial break and be right back. You're listening to Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Kryline is located at the CRMH Family Practice Clinic and is currently accepting patients. Dr. Kryline is a board-certified pediatrician and has been practicing for 30 years. She is available to care for newborns through adolescence and is comfortable caring for patients with chronic illness. CRMH is excited to bring her to the community to care for our youngest patients. Appointments are currently being taken and can be made by calling the CRMH Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Josh Henry, he's bringing it right back up the middle. Not a very big return. Caught it at about the 26-yard line. Brought it back for about five yards there. Salukis will take over on their own 33-yard line, it looks like. They're going to mark it at the 35. So first and 10 for the Salukis. Salukis in that first series there, showing a little bit of promise, but just kept biting their tongue there a little bit with little mistakes, false starts here and there, and dropping them back 20-plus yards. Wishbone formation, Gaither up under center, snaps the ball, hands off there to Allen. He's breaking through the line, getting some good bounces off to the outside, gets about 2 yards there on the carry. Going to bring up second and 8 for the Salukis. Salukis making little progress, but little plays turn into big actions, and that's what gets you in this game. I mean, they're not out early in the game here, 6-0 in favor of the Wolves, but they got to take it one step at a time. Lost a lot of guys, maybe a few inexperienced guys in there, but hey, that's what practice is for. Guy split to the right, Gaither drops back, was going to carry it, but quickly threw the line on that tackle, Landon Beck for a big loss. Going to bring up about third and 15 for the Salukis. Landon Beck in there he is a 6'2", 240 junior, no less. So he's got a lot of experience in football ahead of him, and they're going to see him next year. Salukis taking their time, as usual, 20 seconds on the play clock. Two split out wide, Nathan Worth and Gerald at the receiver. Gaither up under center, snaps the ball. He's dropping back, looking right. Little screen pass out to Allen. Going to get out to the outside, but quickly brought down there by number 32, Jared Sons. Out there on Allen, following him all the way. Going to bring up a long fourth and about 11 here. 5:28 to go here in the first quarter. Going to bring on the punting unit, Anthony Gerald. Back to kick the ball, back to receive for the Wolves. It's number 22, Daniel Lewis. Gerald showed what he can do in that first punting series. He punted it pretty good. I mean, he's going to be an asset to the Salukis this year. Another good punt there, gets it down, bounces back. Lewis is going to let it go all the way back. It's going to come to a stop at the 10-yard line. Nice punt there by Gerald, punting it from about their own 25-yard line, getting a good bounce, and Lewis just letting it bounce right there in front of him. Not sure what he was thinking there, just not picking it up but Nathan Worth would have been right there on top of him again. He's getting down the field really quick.
Well, I mean, Lewis could have been, it could have been one of those that he's been the return man for a while, so he can read the spin on that ball when he's back enough. So that could have been one of those kicks that had that weird spin, and it could have been one of those hit my hands, I might bobble it, so I'm just going to let it land. And it took a, if you want to say, a very, very friendly roll for the Salukis. It got down to the 10-yard line, so that could have been a thing. Lewis saw the spin and didn't want to take the chance to make a play on it.
And a look here at the Wolves' offense, trips left. Back to pass, drops back. Saluki's putting some pressure on. He gets it off. Blocked there by the defensive end. Looks like number 11, Josh Henry, a defensive back there on the block, getting good containment out there. Saw the ball all the way and kept the Wolves to a 2nd and 10 on their own 10-yard line. Passing there. At the quarterback position, like you said, number 11, Jace Helm. He is a 5'10", 165 sophomore. Wolves going to spread it out here. Doubles left, doubles right. Helm in the shotgun. Ball snap. Hands it off to the running back. Gets some good blocks. Breaks through there. That is number 33 on the run, Hayden Gibson. Gets some good yardage for the Wolves. Going to bring up a 3rd and about a long 3 here. 7-yard gain for Gibson.
Could have been a false start, though, there on number 33, Hayden Gibson. He was already, before the ball was snapped, he already kind of had a little lean starting to go forward. Ref looks close enough. That's going to be a false start.
Yeah, you got to watch that kind of stuff. You get a little antsy out there on the field wanting to run the ball. Doubles again. Helm tried to run it, breaks a tackle out to the outside. Pack of dogs coming down on him. Finally tackled out of bounds by Gannon Gaither. For it looks like a little bit of a loss there. Going to be about a 2-yard loss. Bring up 4th and 5 from their own 15-yard line. And it will force the Wolves to punt the ball. So a big stop there by the Salukis. See if they can't get a good return and get a touchdown off of this return. You got Gannon Gaither going back to receive the punt. And Drake Allen right there in front of him. Back to punt the ball is Jace Helm, the quarterback. See what kind of leg he's got here. Ball is snapped, low snap there. Punt his way off the helmet and rolling. And they got to jump on the ball because it hit a Saluki helmet. Jumping on the ball for the Salukis is Tucker Moore. So he jumped on it. The coach was over here on the sideline going crazy saying, pick it up. It hit the helmet, so could have been anybody's ball there.
So great field position here on this drive for the Salukis. It's going to be their 3rd offensive series, and you're starting on the floor, Wolves 35. You've got to score this drive with 3:24 left, or at least use the clock to your advantage, run it out, get closer to the end zone, flip sides, go down and score to start that 2nd quarter.
Big series, and the Salukis are known to do that. Hand off to Drake Allen, right up the middle. Big run, still going. Multiple Wolves on him. He picks up the 1st down and more. About a 15-yard run there by Drake Allen. They're going to mark it at the 21-yard line, so a 14-yard pickup. Big yardage there by Drake Allen, moving the Salukis right along. Great play there. Faked it, and he ran right up the middle. Got some great blocks up front there. The offensive line starting to get that shove up front.
It's one thing you got to like about this. When you run that wishbone, you have 3 different options, but now you're going to this new set. You can still run as many options out of that.
Double wing formation. Gaither fakes the handoff. Tried to run up the middle. Pressure was on, but quickly down, maybe a gain of about a yard. They're going to mark it at the 20. Kind of close to almost a false start there. It looked like some of the line may have jumped a little early. Some of the refs may not have caught that, but still got a little bit of yardage out of it. Going to bring up a 2nd and 9 on the Florida Wolves' 20-yard line.
That last formation the Salukis used there, Ryan, I can't remember the exact type of what it is, but when I was down in Murfreesboro, they ran that same offense. You can bring one receiver who's in a slot, him in formation, hand to him, hand to another receiver on an end around. There's countless options out of this set.
Jet sweep right up the middle. Number 34 on the carry, that was Gavin Volkman. Gained a few yards there. Got about 4 there, so going to bring up about a third and three there, it looks like. Volkman with a good carry. Saluki's moving it slowly but surely. Just under 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Saluki's going to go back to that bone formation. Split left is Gerald. Gaither up under center. Ball snap. He's going to hand it off there to Henry. Got the first down. Getting a little more. Getting a shove. But Wolves are trying to throw him back. But the Saluki's are inside the 10-yard line. Got it down to about the 7. And they're moving right along. They can smell the end zone from here. Minute 35 to go. Saluki's trying to get up on the board and gain the lead. Down 6-0 by the Florida Wolves. Coming to the line, they're going to keep that bone formation, try to keep punching it in. Look for maybe Drake Allen to split it out outside here on this offensive series. Hands it right up the left side. Breaks through the B gap right into the end zone. Touchdown, Saluki's. 7-yard run there by Drake Allen, punching it in for his first touchdown and the Saluki touchdown of the year. Ties it up 6-6. We'll see what Coach Billy Gray wants to do here, if he's going to go for two or just kick the one. Looks like he's keeping his offense out there on the field. Looks like he's going to go for two here. And a little bit of struggle last year, too. They didn't have much at the point after attempt game, and they tried it a few times, but mostly went for the two-point conversions. Gaither snaps the ball under center. He's going to roll out to the right side. Quickly brought down, though, and two-point attempt is no good. So as we go to commercial break, the Saluki's tied up 6-6 with a minute 16 to go here in the first quarter. We're back in 30. You're listening to Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several.
Big run there by Drake Allen to start off the offensive series, and then punching it in for a 7-yard touchdown to put the Salukis on the board 6-6, tying it up with the Wolves. Now the Saluki's will kick it off to the Four Wolves.
I loved how you wanted Allen to go out to the outside, and my mindset is when you got Drake Allen in the backfield, I mean, we've already pointed it out. I mean, they only have him listed as a quarterback defensive back, but he's 170 pounds. You put these pads on, it's a little bulkier. Let him run right down the throat of that defense and bulldoze his way.
Kicking it away for the Saluki's. Lucas Weger back to Daniel Lewis. Picking it up at about the 20-yard line, but Saluki's pinning him down at about the 30-yard line, so a 10-yard return there by Lewis. Saluki's pinning him deep, showing what they got there on the special teams unit, getting down the field very quickly. And like we said, Lucas Weger kicked it away. He's a 6'1", 240 senior at the lineman position, and he had a good leg on him there too. Wolves back for their second offensive series. They got it split wide, doubles right, single receiver left. Helm in the shotgun, snaps the ball, hands it off there to the running back, and quickly brought down for a gain of about two. Grant Johnson on the carry.
Two carries for 61 yards on the night.
Like we said, first time they even touched the ball.
He took it 59 to the house.
Punt return and right on the board early. 45 to go here in the first quarter. 23 seconds left on the play clock. Wolves have got enough time to run one more play and then let it run out. Trips to the right, single receiver left. Helm at the shotgun. He's got him ready, snaps the ball, hands off there to Johnson. He comes up the middle, just shy of the first down. He saw a big gap. Could have drove a truck through there and finally tripped up there by a couple of Saluki's. He's going to bring up about a third and a long one. Wolves have plenty of time to let the clock run out. 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. And it looks like they're going to do just that. And we will go in leading into the second quarter, all tied up 6-6. We'll be back in about a minute with more Saluki football. You're listening to Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenient store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Piece together great earnings on your money with KZ State Bank's CD Special. Take advantage of KZ State Bank's 15-month and 21-month CD Specials. Stop by KZ State Bank in Lawrenceville, located at 1609 Lexington Avenue for more details. KZ State Bank believes in building lasting financial relationships. KZ State Bank is a community bank small enough to know your name, yet they have all the financial products and services to handle your banking needs. Your community, your bank. KZ State Bank. Offer valid until August 31st. Member FDIC.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Big stop there by the Salukis as we come out of the break. Helm handed the ball off and to Lewis, and a big loss. They're going to bring up a 4th and 5 for the Florida Wolves. And coming back out of the break, Florida Wolves are now going right to left on your radio dial. Salukis going left to right. Salukis with a big first defensive series here in the second quarter with a big stop, forcing a Florida Wolves punt. A
couple of those offensive linemen for Florida just missed their assignments. They missed the first hit, then go find the next man.
Good punt there by Helm as the first one was blocked away. Gets it down to about the Saluki inside the 30-yard line. So a decent punt for the Florida Wolves. And we will have another go at an offensive series here for the Salukis. So far, they've shown their stuff. They were at the Florida Wolves 35-yard line with just inside 3 minutes to go in the first quarter, and they really showed what they had with their run game with Drake Allen breaking out to the outside. And like you said, he's a 6'1", 6'2", 170-pound senior, really throwing his weight at the defensive players and just going to the house. Gaither brings him to the line. Gerald split out to the right in the bone formation. Snaps the ball. Hands it off to the first man through. That is Gavin Volkman with a big game. Picks up about 14 yards and a first down for the Salukis. Volkman bringing it out with a big play there for the Salukis. Jumping off the line. Trying to get back up on the board. They're moving the chains left and right here now. They're starting to finally get settled in, I believe, getting that first quarter out of the way, just getting the pregame jitters and playing Saluki football. Gaither snaps the ball, hands it off to the first man through. Volkman again, powering through the defensive line, picking up another first down. It looks like got about 12 yards. They're going to mark him at just shy of the 45-yard line. Looks like they're going to mark it at about the 46. On the Florida Wolves territory. Gavin Volkman coming out with two big plays here to start the second quarter. Big help from the defensive side, though, stopping the Florida Wolves from scoring, pushing them back, forcing them to punt. Gaither brings in the line. This time, Gerald split to the far side, hands it back off to Volkman, but they picked up on that, right up the middle, got about 4 on the carry. Going to bring up a 2nd and 6 for the Salukis. Slowly moving the chains, but getting to where they want to be. Not quite last year's team, but still showing that Saluki pride and showing them they never lost. They don't need the Drew Moore or the defensive line. They've got the talent here in Little Red Hill. Plummer split to the near side. Almost a false start. Didn't catch it. Gaither holds on to the ball. Going to run it up the left side. Looks like he was going to pitch it out to the outside, but picks up a few yards there. Going to bring up about a long 3rd and 2. So picked up about 4 yards there. Gaither with a little bit of yardage here, showing us his wheels. Haven't really gotten to seeing his arm yet, though. We had a play earlier in the first quarter where he tried to throw it to Plummer, but was under pressure. Brings him to the line, split wide. Nathan Worth to the far side, Gerald to the near side. Two up backs. Gaither up under center, Volkman in the backfield. Snaps the ball, hands off to Volkman, trying to power for that first down. Maybe just shy. We'll see where he marked him. Had a couple Wolves meet him right at the line. They're going to call it a first down.
I was about to say, that forward motion was stopped right after he got past the first down marker. So that should be a first down, which they're going to give him the generous spot, if you want to be honest. Give the first down to the Salukis. Keep the clock running, which I like.
First and 10 for the Salukis. Looks like they're going to have a referee's having a little conversation out there, trying to talk about it. Not sure what was going on, but ball marked at the Floral Wolves 35-yard line. Salukis bring it to the line. Going to be in the bone formation once again. To the far side. Gaither brings him up under center. Snaps the ball, hands off to Drake Allen. Powers through the line, tripping over a few Wolves. Gets about a 5-yard pickup there. Going to bring up a second and 5. Good carry there by Allen. Getting up slowly there was number 52, Will Stimler. On the line, he is a 5'10", 250 junior, so got a little bit of size. Not real tall, but Stimler powering through, getting Allen some good blocks up front. Tonight's game brought to you by Leggett Lumber, KZ State Bank, Rutgers Candy. Take time for family and prayer. Always give praise. Gerald to the near side. Gaither up under center. Snaps the ball. Is going to drop back. Take a few drop steps. Passes to Gerald. Great pass. Just out of reach for Gerald, but beautiful flag route out to the corner of the end zone, led him perfectly. But it looks like Helm, I believe that is, all over him. Get that number, but great pass there by Gaither. Gerald just unable to recover the ball.
You got to think, though, Ryan, we got here, there wasn't a breeze. We're sitting here in the press box. The wind has picked up, so you got to think throwing the ball to the north, which would be left to right on your radio dial, into the wind, that's not going to help a receiver nor a quarterback.
It's not easy either, but beautiful spiral pass, ball snap, hand, fake the handoff, optioned out to Allen, powering through Young there to pick up a few extra yards, and Allen's helmet comes off, so he's going to have to come out of the game for a play, but pickup of about 4 there, going to bring up a 4th and a long one. Expect Billy Gray to go for it here this close to the end zone. 7:40 to go here in the game, here in the first half. But Allen really powering through there, getting a quick breather, but will more than likely be right back in there. Saluki fans are cheering their team on, getting on their feet. Saluki's come to the line in the bone formation. Gaither in at quarterback.
Bounce outside with Josh Henry. Instead, they're going to take a timeout.
Looks like Coach Billy Gray wants to talk it over real quick. A short 4th and 1. We'll take a timeout too. We'll be back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Saluki's all tied up here with the Floral Wolves, 6-6 with 7:17 to go here in the first half. As you were saying, Bryce, during that commercial break, Coach Billy Gray calling that timeout to give Volkman a quick breather to more than likely go to him.
Yeah, that's one of those things, you know, you bring the smaller backs on the field, you know, you get that look, oh, we're going to bounce it outside. You let that play clock run down. You take the timeout. You give your stud running back a little more of a breather. Let him come back in. You're going to give him probably going to his strong side, probably the right. You're going to run him right to the right side of the quarterback, right at the middle.
And the Wolves stack in the house. Gaither snaps the ball, hands it off to Volkman, right up the right side, powering through all those defensive players. Finally brought down for a big pickup. for a Saluki first down. Brought down by number 54, Landon Beck, getting all the tackles there, but can't stop Volkman. He's like a freight train, and his sights are set on the end zone. And Allen coming back in there after a quick breather after his helmet coming off. Henry coming back out. Had both Henrys on the field there. Josh Henry staying in there at the back. Gaither up under center. Plummer split out to the far side. Henry and Allen, the two backs. Volkman. Gaither snaps the ball, hands off to Allen. He's trying to run right up the middle, but quickly stopped by three Wolves there for maybe a gain of a yard. We'll see where they, if they call forward progress. See where they spot the ball. Looks like they got back to the line of scrimmage, so going to bring up a second and 10 for the Salukis. Looks like the Florida Wolves may be picking up on a few things here and there that the Salukis are going to. Kind of reading off of Volkman, more or less, because he's kind of their stud running back so far, and just kind of keying off of him. Gerald out to the left side. Gaither snaps the ball, fakes the handoff, rolling out to his right. Ball is in the air. He was pass intended for Worth, but just overthrew him. Double coverage there by Worth, but something like that, you throw the ball up to him, corner of the end zone, gets his feet set and jumps up for it. He's gonna outreach him every second of the game.
I think if you're Coach Gray, you run to this right side. The defensive end here on the near side for Flora is dogging for air, hands down on the knees, bent over. He's needing a break. He's needing out, but he's not calling for the coach to get him one. Run to the right side.
Plummer here on the near side. Gaither under center, snaps the ball, fakes the handoff, rolls out to his left. Flag flies. Quickly brought down, but a holding call against the Salukis. Gaither brought down right about the line of scrimmage, but that won't matter. They'll march it off. And Salukis, not really much room to punt here, and really don't have much of a field goal unit. As we saw, they were going for a two there on that touchdown. Just under 6 minutes to go, a third and 22 this go around.
Red Hill, I want to say five penalties for at least 40 to 50 yards already this first half.
It's going to bite him in the butt a little bit, because little mistakes like that could cost you.
You know, as a coach, you hate seeing five pieces of dirty laundry in the first half.
Gerald split to the far side. Gaither snaps the ball, hands it off to Volkman right up the middle. Looks like ball came out, and it does. Fumble picked up by the Wolves. Wolves knock it out. He tried to bounce right up the middle, and the Wolves just collapsed down right on top of him. I believe number 54, Landon Beck, picked that up, and it will be turnover on their own 30-yard line for the Florida Wolves. Wolves will get their first offensive series here in the second quarter with 5:50 to go. Salukis controlling a lot of clock there on that offensive series, really just kind of marching it downfield, getting near the red zone, but just unsuccessful to really punch it in. Salukis showing a four-man front. Wolves bringing it in tight this go-around. Looks like they're helm in the shotgun. One receiver split out to the far side. Sends a man in motion. Ball snapped. Looked like a false start out there. Helm dropped back to pass. Throws it deep. Caught there by Young. Brought down by Plummer for a big, big, big completion. Helm connected to Young, and he was just flat out flying down the sideline. Young finally caught up with him, took him down before they picked up. Looked like he could have had a touchdown, but Plummer stopped him at about their own 20-yard line.
48 yards in the air.
Big pass, big arm there by Helm. Jace Helm at the quarterback, 5:32.
Correction, 50.
Brings him up, still in tight. Two receivers split out. One on the near, one on the far. Helm puts it out to the right side. He's running right up the sideline, knocked around, but runs it right in for a touchdown. Pass completed to number five, Alex Wiles. Puts him up on the board with another score. Wolves lead it 12-6 with 5:18 to go here in the first half. Saluki Wolves kind of picking up on this Saluki defense, kind of seeing how they are with the pass game. Not really much containment there, and the cornerbacks not really getting much push off the line, just kind of giving more room than what they should out there split out wide.
That's just an easy screen. It was, not even that. It was more of a hook. Receiver went up 3 yards, dropped back, turned around, got a pass thrown to him, took it to the house.
Two-point conversion. Helm drops back. Corner of the end zone. No good. Pass incomplete. Two-point conversion. No good. And that leaves the Wolves with 12-6 over the Salukis. 5:18 to go here in the first half. We'll take a quick commercial break and be right back with more Saluki football. You're listening to Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Piece together great earnings on your money with KZ State Bank's CD special. Take advantage of KZ State Bank's 15-month and 21-month CD specials. Stop by KZ State Bank in Lawrenceville, located at 1609 Lexington Avenue for more details. KZ State Bank believes in building lasting financial relationships. KZ State Bank is a community bank small enough to know your name, yet they have all the financial products and services to handle your banking needs. Your community, your bank. KZ State Bank. Offer valid until August 31st. Member FDIC.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming out of the break, Wolves get on the board with another touchdown, bringing it a score 12-6. And we have a score update from the Mount Carmel game. Bryce, you want to go ahead and give us that? And who are they playing tonight?
Mount Carmel, Harrisburg, not it at 7. Fun fact of the football season, Mount Carmel, no chance of winning any type of conference championship in any type of sports this year, as they left the Big 8 a year sooner than before they were getting kicked out.
Big changes to football everywhere. It's going to be a tough year for the Aces. Kicking it away for the Wolves, number 53, Blaine Dickey, kicks it to the left side. Gerald letting it roll back to the 5, finally picking it up. Tries to power through some guys and finally brought down for about a 10-yard gain. 10-yard return there. Going to mark it at their own 15, so not the best field position that we've seen for the Salukis, but we've seen what they can do so far, and we've seen the type of arm that Gaither's got. So if they can just beat that deep coverage that the Wolves are putting on, and they could really make something happen here.
I don't even want to say it's a deep coverage. The Wolves are just stacking the box on defense. They're only playing one safety, and he's in the middle of the field. So, I mean, you're going to have to start passing the ball.
And like you said, they were stacking the house. They're basically almost blitzing every play and just shoving the offensive line back about 5 yards into the backfield, not giving Gaither any room. Snaps the ball, hands it off there to Henry on the carry. Brought down for a gain of about 2, it looks like. That's Josh Henry, the Henry brothers down there, so kind of have to get them situated out. I mean, it's J. Henry, Jared, Josh, so one Henry boy is going to be kicking it.
Well, I mean, so far tonight, Flora has had at least 7 guys in the box at all times.
It's tough whenever you're kind of height-wise. I mean, you got 6'1", 6'2", for the Flora.
Now, Flora's going to blitz on that far side.
Ball snapped. Gaither hands it off to Allen. Ball comes loose. And it looked like the Flora Wolves may have recovered. We'll see what the referees call.
No.
Or Gaither right back on top of it. So big, big save there by Gaither. Going to bring up along about 3rd and 15 here for the Salukis. Ball on the 10-yard line. 4:10 left to go here in the first half. Salukis kind of getting antsy out there a little bit. Kind of seeing the Wolves bringing more guys up in the box and just getting a little nervous, getting jittery, and not quite sure what to do, getting some miscommunication out there, just fumbling over each other. Saluki's going to bring it in tight. Gaither up under center. Wolves bring up more guys. Gaither drops back the pass, rolls out to his right, throws it out to the side, falls incomplete, pass intended there for Josh Henry. It's going to bring up a 4th and long and force the Salukis to punt.
Another score update. The Olney Tigers are on top of Casey Westfield 7-0 after one quarter of play.
And as you know, Casey Westfield not always an easy team to beat either. But they have been down in numbers in previous years leading up to this, and it's just going to be tough for them, but a tough only Tiger opponent. Gerald back to punt. Good snap. Punt is away. Line drive right at Lewis. Picks it up. Almost fumbled it there. Looks like Allen right there on top of him. Brings him down for a short game, but great field position for the Wolves. Down at the 36-yard line.
I mean, Lewis did muff that return. He played it off the bounce, trying to pull it back in, but the defender was right there, so as he tried to pull it in, he probably lost that concentration. You got to pull that in.
Yeah, it's a tough ball to get, and line drive just bounces anywhere. Split wide right, wide left. Helm trying to hurry him up. Snaps the ball. Quick screen pass out here to Lewis. Pass falls incomplete. Looked like it hit his hands, and he just kind of threw it away, but Allen was right there on him. So either way, it could have been a big loss, but Wolves will be second and 10, 3:28 to go. Looked like the Salukis were having a little mix-up here on the sideline, trying to get their defensive unit out there on the field, get everybody situated. Wolves come up to the line, doubles right, doubles left. Helm in the shotgun. Ball snap, hands it off to the running back there, gets it up the sideline. That's Young, quickly brought down. Looks like right at the line of scrimmage maybe. Maybe a pickup of about a yard. See what they got here. Spot the ball just inside the 35-yard line. So maybe a half a yard. So we'll call it a long third and nine for the Wolves. Grant Johnson on the run there. Wolves sticking to the spread formation. Helm in the shotgun with one back in the backfield. Back to his right. Snaps the ball, drops back to pass. Looked like there was some movement over here. Pump fakes, runs right up the middle. Quickly brought down after a gain of about six there. Helm getting some good scramble in there. He really plants his foot and moves around very agile. Going to bring up a fourth and four here for the Wolves. 2:23 to go here in the first half. Wolves on top 12-6 over the Salukis. Salukis need a big stop here on fourth down. Doubles left, doubles right. Helm in the shotgun, one back to his right. Lewis drops back to pass, rolls out to his right. Gets it off, wide open over there to Young, and pushed out of bounds for a first down. Young and Helm, big matchup there. Young wide open out there on the right, kind of a mismatch. I believe Plummer was on him, but they're just not getting the shove off the line that they need. Wolves going to keep it in the spread formation. Helm in the shotgun, taking his time, 15 on the play clock. Snaps the ball, hands it off there to Lewis. He's got good blocks right up the left side. Picks up about 9 on the carry. See where they spot the ball, maybe about 11 there, it looks like. Going to be a first and 10 inside the 10-yard line. Wolves moving it right along. Wolves just pushing off the line, getting just overpowering the Saluki defense, and that it's kind of a size matchup all right here, and it's going to be tough all night. The Salukis just got to fight through it all and just really get the bigger push. Spread out again, Helm shotgun formation. Lewis to his right, steps back, fakes the handoff, drops back, pressure on. Goes right up the middle, but brought down big by Gannon Gaither. Got back maybe about a gain of a yard. Going to bring up second and about six. 1:05 to go here in the first half. That wind really picking up a little bit, as, like you said earlier, no wind to start the game, but it's going to be, I mean, with the Wolves, they're going right to left on the radio dial. They're throwing with the wind, so it's going to be easy for Helm to get that pass downfield, but going to stick to the run game here, spread out. Helm in the shotgun, going to hand the ball off there to Young, but quickly stopped again by Gaither and friends. Sorry, that's Johnson on the carry. Gaither reading the ball very well tonight so far, getting big tackles and stops for the Salukis. 25 left to go here in the first half. 25 now on the play clock, 12-6 in favor of the Wolves. We'll see what they elect to do here. And it looks like a timeout is called to stop the clock. Flora calls the timeout. Looks like they're going to talk it over a little bit. We're going to take one, too. 12-6 in favor of the Flora Wolves with 18 seconds to go here in the first half. We'll be right back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Tonight's game brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, Bill Dobson Ford, Best Way Express, now hiring CDL drivers. Welcome back, Saluki fans. Big stop by Gannon Gaither, holding the Wolves 3rd and 5 now with 18 seconds to go. Wolves spread out wide, man in motion. Helm sends Young to the left side, drops back to pass, looking to the right, throws it right in between two defenders. Pass intended for number 5. Alex Wiles falls incomplete. Bringing up 4th and 5 here. Flora's going to call another timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here. 3 seconds gone from the clock on that play. Not sure what the Wolves' strategy is here. They're up 12-6, but they want to get one more score up on the board to go into the locker room at halftime, up by 2 on the Salukis.
If you're Flora, you want to score. You're Red Hill, you want to hold, but if you're going to look, if you're Flora, you're going to look to hand the ball off to Grant Johnson. I mean, he's got 75 yards and a touchdown tonight. Biggest play of the night has been by him for 59 yards on the ground. Took it to the house. First offensive play for Flora. So if you're Flora, you're going to give the ball to Johnson and see if he can't get it into the end zone. If not, they brought that man in motion. Why not hand off to him if you're Flora? Try and get him into the end zone. But you know Red Hill's going to sniff out that run up the middle. If you're Flora, you're going to have to bounce outside.
Saluki fans coming to their feet. Big stop. And if you're the Salukis, you want to get that stop, and you're immediately going to go downfield. Spread out wide. Helm in the shotgun sends Young in motion. Snaps the ball. Drops back to pass right. Going deep to the corner of the end zone. Knocked away by Drake Allen. Falls incomplete. Drake Allen with a big stop. 5 seconds coming from the clock. Salukis will take over from their own 5-yard line. Lot of yardage to cover here. 10 seconds to go. Look for a quick pass and probably get out of bounds and probably come back to try and go to the house. And if you're the Flora Wolves, you're going to be thinking that, probably dropping a few guys back. But they've been stacking the house all night long, so look for that quick blitz there to get around the Salukis. And if you're Gannon Gaither, you're not wanting a touchback here. You're thinking 5-yard line, you want to get the ball off as quick as you can. Bone formation, Gerald to the near side. Ball snap, Gaither right up the middle, falls down. 5 seconds on the clock. It looks like the Salukis will let the clock expire here in the first half. Salukis down to the Flora Wolves, 12-6 here in the first half. A lot of football left to go here tonight, but the Salukis are showing a lot of heart out there and just running all over the Wolves. We'll go ahead and take a 3-minute break and be right back. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Hi, this is Billy Gray, lending officer at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, inviting you to come in for a visit. I'm happy to be part of a team with a wide variety of borrowing opportunities, competitive rates, fast closing times, and most importantly, decisions made by local lenders you know and trust. Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport and Lawrenceville are growing and quickly becoming the most trusted banking partner in Lawrence County.
Citizens National Bank, Bridgeport, Lawrenceville, member FDIC,
equal housing lender.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud...
CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
G'day, this is Penny Shaw, one of the owners of Flying S Incorporated, located in rural Palestine, Illinois. Our Flying S team is able to fabricate anything, from carbon fiber aircraft wings to intricate CNC machine parts for space projects. And when we started our venture, we knew we needed a real financial partner we could trust. Citizens National Bank of Albion and the Bridgeport banking team not only offered us great rates, but their customer service is always spot on.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, here at halftime. Halftime brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Kind of a rough first half for the Salukis. Down here to the Florida Wolves, 12-6. They got off to kind of a rocky start. Florida Wolves coming out on top with a big, big score there by Johnson, taking it to the house on a 59-yard run, getting up on the board early. But Saluki's coming back with a nice punt block, getting it at their the Florida Wolves 35-yard line. And Drake Allen with a big run out to the outside and then finally running it in for a 7-yard touchdown, tying it up. But they've been kind of biting themselves in the foot with all these penalties here tonight so far.
Yeah, penalty is a word. If you're Coach Gray, you're going to drive into the heads of your players at halftime. You've had six penalties for 55 yards. So if you're Coach Gray, you've got to tell them, we can't have these penalties. Those are 55 yards that has kept us from scoring, has kept us from getting first downs, has kept us to move the ball just in general. So again, you're going to have to drill into the heads of your offensive linemen. They're the ones that have got those holding calls. They've kind of been questionable, but you know, if that back judge or an official sees an offensive lineman pretty much go down to the ground with any type of defensive player, they're most likely going to throw the flag for holding. But that's just how football's gone to anymore. But again, 55 yards in penalties on the Red Hills Salukis.
And kind of Florida Wolves getting some good breaks there. I mean, it kind of seems like there's some movement out there on the line, some slot receivers. And even the running back, like you said, they're kind of getting away with a few false starts. And it's just frustrating, you know, kind of seeing that from a fan's perspective. I mean, you're not down there where the refs, I mean, everything's kind of getting jumbled up. You got so many ways to look at, but Saluki's there in the second quarter getting some big stops off the line, and Gannon Gaither coming in big with multiple red zone stops there at the line, forcing a turnover on downs near the end of the
If I'm Gannon Gaither, Coach Gray better be buying me a steak dinner tomorrow night, because if I'm playing both ways and making plays on both sides of the ball, I deserve to eat healthy, or I deserve to eat well after the football game on Friday night. But let's flip it back to Flora. Like you said, with those false starts, there's a lot of people who won't pay attention to that from the fan side. You're here to watch the game. As broadcasters, you're going to look, you're going to see those slap movements like we pointed out. The running back, before the ball's even snapped, he's got a little lean to him a little bit forward. That technically can go under as a false start. But then again, they're kind of questionable on maybe some illegal motion against Flora, bringing the man in, and he's already started his route before the ball is snapped. But those plays are so, if you want to use the term, bang-bang, so close, you either got to throw the flag or you don't. You want to compare it to something? That's like a runner leaving early in softball. It's got to wait till it comes out of her hand, so you got to call it. You either call the runner out for leaving early or you don't. So that's that type of play right there for the refs tonight. You got to throw the flag or you don't. And if you throw the flag, you're going to have to throw it both ways. If not, you're going to have one unhappy head coach.
And it's been a great game so far. I mean, 12-6. It's still early in the game. Still have a whole another half of football left. But anything could happen. I mean, anything has happened. The Salukis, like we said, off to a rocky start. New guys on the line and kind of in every position. Gannon Gaither, starting out at quarterback this year, got some time last year as quarterback, and as Drake Allen fell to injury last year during the season. But, I mean, he's shown what he's got. I mean, they're strictly a run game, like Coach Billy Gray said, but seeing Gaither's arm a little bit, even into that stiff wind, but he's overthrown multiple times. But still yet to come to see how their pass game turns out. Score update from the Lawrenceville-Marshall game. No score in the first quarter. Second quarter is still in action. So 0-0 as far as we know. We will bring you more score updates as we get them. 7:45 left to go here in halftime. We're going to send it back for another commercial break and be right back with our lookout on the second half. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
We love our country. This is Classic Country, 910 AM and 99.3 FM. The Legend.
The Legend.
WAKO, Lawrenceville, Vincennes. A DLC Media
Piece together
station.
Great earnings on your money with KZ State Bank CD Special. Take advantage of KZ State Bank's 15-month and 21-month CD Specials. Stop by KZ State Bank in Lawrenceville, located at 1609 Lexington Avenue for more details. KZ State Bank believes in building lasting financial relationships. KZ State Bank is a community bank small enough to know your name, yet they have all the financial products and services to handle your banking needs. Your community, your bank. KZ State Bank. Offer valid until August 31st. Member FDIC. Drafty, old windows. Let's be honest. They leak, and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well,
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student-athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenience store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student-athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, here at halftime as the band is leaving the field, putting on their halftime show. 12-6, Flora Wolves over the Salukis, and Bryce got some stats over there from the first half. We'll go ahead and take a look at those.
Now let's just remind everyone, these are unofficial stats, but you know, sometimes I just like to say they're official, but they're unofficial stats tonight. We'll do that since it's the first game of the season.
Very unofficial.
Very. Well, I mean, in my opinion, they might actually be pretty close, but, you know, again, unofficial. First, we'll look at stats. Floor the Florida Wolves. They're on top 12-6. We'll look at their totals first. They've got 88 yards on the ground with a touchdown. And then in the air, their quarterback, Jace Helm, 3 of 7, 78 yards, a touchdown pass. But here's the key stat. He's only 43% completion rating right now when he's throwing the ball. So if you're Red Hill, you kind of want to force him to throw the ball a little more. But you're going to have to make him throw the ball deep. Two of those passes have been short passes that have gone for a decent amount of yards, which you don't want to know why these stats are unofficial. I don't have receiving yards. But hit two out of those three passes, he had the one deep ball that went for 50 yards. But then, the other two passes were a little screen pass for 10 yards, I do believe, or 8 yards. And then he completed another short pass. The screen pass went for 20, and then he threw another screen pass that went for 8 yards. So, again, he's 3 of 7, 78 yards, and a touchdown. Now on the ground for Florida, leading the way at running back is number 21, Grant Johnson, 75 yards and a touchdown. That touchdown, the first play of the game for Florida, 59 yards to the house. Again, Grant Johnson with 75 yards and a touchdown. And then the other running back, Hayden Gibson, he's only got 70 yards on the ground. Now for Red Hill, again, they've got 55 yards in penalties. But if you want to look at the running backs, leading the way for them, number 34, Gavin Volkman, 57 yards. And then if you turn around, right behind him is Drake Allen with a touchdown. He's got 31 yards and a fumble, which the Salukis lost the possession of ball on that fumble. And then also with some running yards is Josh Henry. He's got 18 yards, along with the quarterback. You can't forget Gaither. He's got 8 yards on the ground. He's 1 of 2 in passing for 4 yards. But then back to the running stats. Forgot to say this, Red Hill outrunning Florida, if you really want to look at it at that point, 114 yards and a touchdown. But again, Florida having the 78 yards in the air is what's making the difference for Florida right now.
And Red Hill controlling the majority of the clock there in the second quarter here in the first half. That is really how they've got more running yards than Florida. They started out stopping Florida in the second quarter with a big third down stop, and then getting the ball back at about the 25-yard line and just taking their time as they've done in previous years and just marching the ball down the field, but coming up short just before the red zone and just getting stopped and not able to convert that into a touchdown. So that's good. That's going to be the key factor here in the second half. The Salukis getting down the field and really working their way past that red zone wall. Salukis back out on the field getting their pregame stretches going, or halftime stretching going, waiting the Florida Wolves to come back. We still got some time here at halftime. We're going to go ahead and send it back for a commercial break. So Florida Wolves up on the Salukis 12-6. We're back in a few. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Well, the Johnson deal is a better deal.
Have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
I support our community, so I shop locally and work with other area businesses whenever I can. People's State Bank does too. From civic groups to high school sports and community events, it's not surprising to see familiar faces from my bank. I get first name, friendly service while I'm there, along with contributing neighbors. That's an unbeatable combination.
People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC. Visit us online at psbnewton.com.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is pleased to welcome a new pediatrician to the community. Dr. Norma Kreilein is located at the CRMH Family Practice Clinic and is currently accepting patients. Dr. Kreilein is a board-certified pediatrician and has been practicing for 30 years. She is available to care for newborns through adolescence and is comfortable caring for patients with chronic illness. CRMH is excited to bring her to the community to care for our youngest patients. Appointments are currently being taken and can be made by calling the CRMH Family Practice Clinic at 618-392-2940.
Halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Just about time for second half of action. Bryce, looking into the second half, looking at what the Salukis have to do. Coach Billy Gray in there, like you were saying during the breaks, gotta ingrain it in their minds. No stupid mistakes here in the second half. Those penalties are costing us big yardage and big plays.
If you're Red Hill, you got to cut the penalties out on offense. On defense, if you're Red Hill, you've got to stop Grant Johnson on the ground. Again, 75 yards with a touchdown. But then you're going to have to make Jace Helm uncomfortable, get him out of the pocket, and make him either tuck the ball or throw on the run, because we've seen he's got that 5 to 7 step drop back. So he's in shotgun, so he'll drop another 5 to 7 steps. So that probably he's already 5 yards deep in shotgun, so it puts him another 7 yards deep. And he's having the time to throw in that pocket. So if you're Red Hill, you're going to have to find a way to get to Jace Helm in the pocket. Flush him out of the pocket. Make him throw on the run. Maybe let him throw a couple incomplete passes. Maybe lose a little focus. Lose a little competitive edge, if you want to say. That confidence will go down. Then if you're Red Hill, you're going to have to run the ball down the throat of that Flora defense. You start running the ball extremely well. That passing game is going to open up. And then you can see Nathan Worth hit his assignment on that block at tight end, get him down the field on a seam route. Just throw him the ball, let him go get it. If not, start using your receivers, a quick 5-yard pass. That's progress down the field. You're going to need these little plays to get going.
And Saluki starting out with the kickoff here in the second half. Andrew Maxfield in there to kick it off. Looks like back to receive Daniel Lewis and Hayden Gibson for the Four Wolves. Kick is away. Gibson picks it up about the 15, brings it up the left hash marks, gets some good blocks, gets about a 20-yard return, finally brought down by a pack of wolves, or pack of dogs, sorry, at about the 35, so about a 20-yard return there. Called about an 18, they're going to mark it at about the 33-yard line.
On that kick return, Bo Propes for Flora and Jonathan Cavins for Red Hill. Both literally had a hold of each other's shoulders on the jersey just right above the pad and going at it that whole time. There's that aggressiveness from Red Hill you're going to want to see in this half.
Wolves split out wide to the left, one receiver to the near side. Helm snaps the ball under pressure, tripped up there. Looked like a couple of dogs tying up with him, trying to get that ball loose. Not before Helms picks up about 4 yards there on the carry. Going to bring up a second and 6 here. Ball on their own 37-yard line. Helm taking his time here, trying to kind of imitate the Saluki offense where they try to control the clock, but they're moving a little bit quicker, getting to the line and just trying to throw off that Saluki defense. 2 to the far side, 1 to the near. Helm snaps the ball, hands it off to Johnson, right up the left side, great blocks, gets out to the outside, breaks a few tackles. Nathan Worth trying to pull him down, tracked down by Josh Henry, finally after a big gain. Johnson just breaking tackles left and right, finding the gaps and making the cuts to get downfield. Gets it down to about the Saluki 20-yard line for a big gain. Hurry up offense for the Florida Wolves. Two out to the far side, one near side. Helm in the shotgun. Ball snap. Hands it off to Johnson again up the left side. Gets through, gets a little gain here, about 8 yards it looks like. Going to bring up a second and two. Nathan Worth on the tackle. 10:45 to go here in the third quarter. 12-6 in favor of the Wolves, but knocking on the door of the Saluki end zone.
That run play, that 47-yard rush for Johnson puts him over 100 yards on the night.
Johnson with two big run plays. Got to stop him. Got to start keying off of him. Doubles to the near side. Single receiver put in motion. Helm in the shotgun. Snaps the ball. Pump fakes. Drops to the right side. Runs it up the right hash marks. Tackled by Gannon Gaither. He's going to pick up the first down for the Florida Wolves. Ball is going to be marked at about the 8-yard line, it looks. First and goal for the Florida Wolves. Wolves really getting into the Salukis' heads here with this run game. Salukis got to try and find a way to get those tight ends around, defensive ends around the tackles and really contain here. Kind of a bone formation here, offset eye, if you would. Helm under center, snaps the ball, hands off to the first man through, number 42. That's Drew Howe on the carry. He picks up about 3 yards, it looks like. Going to bring up a second and long. Ball on the 4-yard line. So he's getting some fresh legs in there, getting some guys a few breaks on the defensive line. Number 79, that is Hunter Osman. He is a 5'11", 280 sophomore. So getting some fresh guys in there, getting some breaks here early in the third quarter. Doubles here to the near side. Johnson out to the left. Handed off there to Howe again, right up the middle. Going to pick up a couple yards before being brought down. Getting closer and closer to that end zone. Going to bring up third and goal, ball on the 3-yard line. Saluki's big stops there towards the end of the second half by Gannon Gaither. Same situation, third and three. Howe is going to bring him to the line. It looks like he's going to come up under center, and Florida Wolves forced to call a timeout as number 22, Daniel Lewis, was running away from the end zone. The huddle coming to the sideline.
Another halftime score update. The Olney Tigers 13, KC Westfield 7, that game at halftime.
So the Salukis needing another big defensive series here to stop the Florida Wolves from getting on the board and getting up by three touchdowns, already up by, or sorry, two touchdowns, up 12-6 over the Salukis. 8:32 left to go here in the third quarter. Salukis have shown they can hang with this Florida Wolves offensive line. They kind of outsize them only by a lot, really. I mean, they got 6 foot to 6'2", 250 to 280 on the line. Wolves coming in the line, bringing it in tight. Offset eye. Helm under center. Snaps the ball, drops back, hands it off to Johnson. He goes up the B gap, slips right into the end zone for a Florida Wolves touchdown. Johnson with the 3-yard run to get him up on the board, 18-6.
This third quarter, Johnson already with 58 yards and a touchdown.
So Johnson leading the way for the Florida Wolves. 18-6. He's got two touchdowns already for the Florida Wolves.
After one quarter play, Mount Carmel on top of Harrisburg, 21-7. Or actually, that's probably the halftime score, 21-7.
Looks like they're going to go for two Helm snaps the ball, rolls out to his left side, looking to pass. Got Johnson open, throws offset. Does he catch it? Was he in bounds? No good. Ball falls incomplete. So unsuccessful on two-point conversions. Bobbling the ball there towards the sideline. So as we go into commercial break, Florida Wolves lead it 18-6 over the Salukis. Back in 30, you're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming out of the commercial break, Johnson with the 3-yard run into the end zone, putting the Wolves up by two. Got some score updates from around the area.
Marshall on top of Lane to 8, Mount Carmel 21, Harrisburg 7. Paris on top of Newton 14-7. The score here 18-6. Richland County 13-7. And Robinson trails Warrensburg Latham 14-7.
Blaine Dickey set to kick. Gerald, Henry, and Plummer back to receive. It is away. Gerald catches it at about the 20-yard line. Gets some good blocks. Jumps up down the middle. Tripped up finally at the 35-yard line. 15-yard return there by Anthony Gerald. And he's grabbing his knee, maybe cramping up there out near the 25-yard line. Holding his calf high in the air. Maybe, hopefully, not twisted. There was quite a few bodies in on there. But hoping he is not injured out there on the field. He had a good run there. Nice pickup. Nice return. Looks like they're going to stretch him out. Looks like it could be a cramp. Conditions like this, you really, really want to hydrate and just force water any chance you get. 8:22 to go here in the third quarter. Wolves lead it 18-6. We'll take a quick 30-second break as we get information on Gerald and be right back. He's getting up. He's going to hobble off the field with some help.
No, it's just a cramp. Get him off the field. Stretch him out.
Again, you got to force that water. It's tough. And, I mean, it's not blazing hot like it has been in past years in this late August weather, but it's a lot cooler than what it's been. So, I mean, you got to make sure you get water every time you come off the field and in between touchdowns and timeouts and everything. So you really got to push it in this kind of weather.
It's not even that. You got to hydrate the night before. You have to start the night before.
Gaither hands the ball off to, I believe, Volkman there. Or looks Allen gets a 6-yard pickup there on the carry up the left side. Going to bring up second and four for the Salukis here. Ball on the 41-yard line. Salukis going to move it right along as they usually do. Control most of the clock. Really eat it up and make it their game. A lot of football here in the second half to go. 7:55 in the third quarter. Florida Wolves lead at 18-6. Plummer split out to the far side. Gaither up under center in the bone formation. Ball snapped. Got to watch this left side. It almost looked like he had a false start, but Gaither breaks out to the left, following some blockers. Volkman leading the way. Gaither picks up the first down, picking up about 7 yards on the carry. Brings him out to about the 48-yard line there. Still just nearing that Wolf territory, pushing right along. Offensive line getting some big pushes up there against the defensive line. Really shoving those bigger guys back, getting nice firing off the ball and just controlling the game. Plummer split out to the far side again. Gaither up under center. Ball snapped. Hands off to Volkman right up the middle, powering his way through multiple defenders. Big pickup right there. We'll see. He got close to the first down. Looks like they're going to call him short. 9-yard pickup on the carry. So second and one here for the Salukis on the Wolves 43-yard line.
Volkman now with 66 yards on the night.
Volkman, nice big kid really, really using his weight to power through this defensive line and linebackers stacking the house, bringing them all up. Gaither up under center, Plummer to the far side, hands it off to Volkman again. Forward progress, he's going to get the first down, but the defensive line pushing him back. But as we said, forward progress always helps. But it looks like Volkman's helmet came off, so he will have to come out and sit a play down. They're going to call him short on the spot of the ball. Looked like he got it, but it's going to be third and a very close one. Going to spot it back at the 43-yard line again. Kind of looked like he had forward progress there working for him, but third and one, ball on the 43-yard line. Slicky's come to the line. Gerald split out to the right. Gaither snaps the ball. Going to hand it off. Hand it off to Henry, I believe, maybe. Or Henry with the carry and the fumble.
And the recovery.
And they're going to give it fourth down. Kind of a, it's kind of a rough spot there. Hard to call, but I mean, that looks like he, I think he had forward progress, but it looked like he had the first down. It even looked like Volkman had the first down two plays ago.
Well, they're going to bring the chain gain out. We'll see what this spot's like.
I mean, it is way too close to call. Of course, from our angle, it is very difficult. But, I mean, it really does look like he's got the first down. And, I mean, it's the same spot they've given him the past two downs.
Well, from our angle, you know, it looks like a first down, but we're also offset at a weird degree. But, I mean, the way the chain's looking, he might be it. Man, he's short.
He's about a foot short out there, so going to bring up fourth and about a foot here. 5:30 to go here in the third quarter, 18-6. Salukis not going to punt it. Can't with this close. Going to have to really punch it through. Volkman back out there in the on offense again, sitting that one play out. But really close plays. Look for him or Grant Gaither to run it right up the middle and really power it through. Plummer split out to the far side. Saluki fans on their feet cheering on their team. Gaither up under center. Ball snapped. Hands it off to Volkman right at the right side. He got it with the forward progress. He had to get that first down. He was past the marker. We will see here on the spot.
Well, they're bringing the defense in on the other side. That spot, that has to be a first down, but I don't think the spot's going to be favorable for Red Hill.
We'll see where they spot the ball, and they're going to call it turnover on downs. That is way, way. I know I can't really be one-sided, but that looked like he had the first down forward progress. He was right there on top of the line of scrimmage and powered through, got across the first down marker, but they're going to say he was brought back before then. Wolves take over at the own 43-yard line. Helm in the shotgun. Doubles to the near side. Single receiver left. Passes the ball off through the hands. Intended receiver there, number 32. That is Jared Sons. Falls incomplete. Going to bring up a second and 10. Quick slant route there across the middle. Saluki's catching a little bit of a break. It looked like Plummer is right there over the top of him. So if he almost could have, he was trailing him enough, he could have dove for the ball and maybe intercepted it, but he was right there on top of him and would have had the tackle. Would he have caught it? Looks like they're going to overload the near side here. Trips. Helm.
You need to bring an extra safety over. No one's noticing that from the far side. You're going to have a man open over here.
Johnson up the left side. Ball handed off. He's going to pick up about 3 yards there. Going to bring up a third and seven from the 40. Looks like they're going to mark it back maybe about a two. So third and about eight for the Florida Wolves. 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Kind of switching things up a little bit, but Saluki defense really firing on all cylinders so far here this defensive series, really shutting the offensive line down. One back in the backfield, Helm in the shotgun, one receiver far side, three to the near side. Helm snaps the ball, drops back, looking to his right, going to go back left, over the middle, nobody there, great coverage by the Salukis. Pass is incomplete, intended for Jared Sons. Salukis will force a Florida Wolf fourth down and punting unit will come onto the field.
Kind of got to think that pass. He saw that the defender, the receiver, was in double coverage. So you kind of got to think that pass might have been, I want to take the risk. Maybe he can catch it. But I'm really hoping for the pass interference, maybe a bump late downfield.
Saluki's got to come up with something. 4:36 here in the third quarter. 18-6, down by two touchdowns. Helm back to punt. Looks like Gaither back to receive. Allen back there with him. Helm punts it away. Short there. Everybody running away from the ball. Gets a little bounce. Comes down at about the 28-yard line. Looked like there was a false start out there,
though. That shouldn't have been a false start. That should have been an illegal motion. They brought the man in motion from the far side. Flora did, and he stopped. He hit the ground and then took off before the ball was snapped. That is an illegal motion.
So Flora getting away with a little bit of things here and there, and Salukis will take over from their own 28-yard line. First and 10 with 4:27 to go here in the third quarter. They've been moving the ball very well so far here in the second half. So let's see if they can add to it and get it in the end zone. Gerald split out to the far side. Gaither brings him up under center in the bone formation. Ball snap. He rolls out to his left. He's going to get some good blocks up front. He's going to cut back to the middle. He's going to pick up a few yards before being brought down. Pickup of about two there. Going to bring up second and eight. Gaither on the run. He had a good angle out here, but defense just started kind of collapsing, so he had to cut back inside right into those defensive linemen trailing him up. And you get in tight with those big guys compared to Gannon Gaither. He's standing at a 5'10", 150, so you kind of defensive lineman got about 100-plus pounds on you, so kind of risky cutting back in there. Gaither's brings him up under center, snaps the ball, drops back, rolls out to his left. He's going to pass. Got a man open. Overthrows Drake Allen. Pass intended. Wide open here on the Saluki sideline. And just over Gaither letting too far. Going to force a third and seven here. 3:40 to go. Gaither just needing to get control of his throwing. He had enough time to get his feet planted, but was just unable to. He just kept rolling out this way. Allen doing what he needed to do, rolling with him, going up the sideline, but just out of reach. Sticking to the bone formation, Gerald to the far side. Gaither up under center, snaps the ball, rolls back out to his left, going to run it out here to the near side. Not enough, runs out of bounds. Pickup of about one, maybe. Going to bring up a long fourth and sixth here for the Salukis. Going to force a punt. 3:34 to go here in the third quarter. Ball on their own 33-yard line. 18-6 in favor of the Florida Wolves. Some of the Salukis talking it over there. Looks like Gaither will be the one to punt. A spread. I don't know if he's going to call this a spread, but it looks like they may fake it.
Max coverage punt if you really want to go that way. But Gaither can either punt the ball, take off running, rugby kick it, or he can look to pass.
And it looks like a false start on the Salukis.
So now Gerald will come in and punt. That's got to be a for sure thing now. The legal
procedure against Red Hill. Looks like we'll see after they mark the ball off. Looks like it's going to be just past the original line of scrimmage, so maybe a 4th and 11. See what they're going to do here. They're going to stick to the same formation. Gaither back to punt throw. We're not sure what they're going to do here. Florida Wolves defense comes up. Nobody back to return it. If there is, flag flies, and Gaither punts the ball away. Comes down about the 50. It's going to take a Saluki bounce. Roll dead at about the 41-yard line and a flag on the play. Head referee coming to the sideline and seeing what's going on, talking to...
I believe it's going to be illegal formation early, or that illegal motion, illegal formation.
Talking it over with the sideline referee maybe, or Billy Gray, seeing what's going on. And not sure what the call is yet. Flag flies.
So they're calling a false start, but it's pretty much illegal motion.
And now Gerald will be back to punt the ball away as they walk it off even more. Fourth and 17 coming up. Ball on their own 21-yard line there. Gerald back to punt the ball. Back to receive is number 22. That is Daniel Lewis. Gerald punts it away. Great punt here. Lewis takes it at about the 44-yard line, bringing it up the left side. Blocking in the back. Flag flies. Lewis still on his feet. Knocked out of bounds at about the 30-yard line, but a flag way back here at the 50. And that will be against the Florida Wolves. Blocking in the back, so that will march it back deeper into their territory.
I want to say that's a 15-yard penalty. I don't remember for sure.
With help from the Lawrence County Health Department, now everyone can fight the flu easier this year. On Thursday, October 4th, from 11 to 7 Central, take advantage of Lawrence County Health Department's drive-through flu clinic at the Central Christian Church.
But either way, that's big help for Red Hill, and with the Wolves actually getting, I want to say, their third penalty, if that, tonight.
And you're right, 15-yard penalty, going to push them back to their own 35. They'll bring up a first and 10. Big help there for the Salukis. They're going to have to capitalize on that penalty and really drive them back, drive them off the ball, and they're going to say it's a 10-yard penalty. Mark it at the 40-yard line. Wolves up 18-6, 3:18 to go here in the third quarter. Looks like they got a single receiver out there to the far side. Offset eye, helm under center. Snaps the ball. Going to hand it off back here to Johnson. He's going to roll it to the right. Quickly stopped there by Gannon Gaither and Anthony Gerald. Loss of about 3 yards there on the play. Going to mark it back at the 37-yard line. Second and 12 for the Florida Wolves. Salukis getting a nice shove off the ball. Looks like they're starting to key off of Johnson a little bit more here. They see him in the backfield. They're gonna have to pick up on that quickly. In that offset eye, they're going to be running the ball. Spread out formation here for the Wolves. Helm in the shotgun. Doubles both sides. Drops back to pass. Looking to his right side. He's got a man deep. Young going deep. Caught it at the 30-yard line. Tripped up. But touchdown at the 24-yard line. Big play there for the Florida Wolves. Getting deep into Saluki territory. Young just outrunning the defensive backs. Fast, fast kid there. He is young.
That 43 yards in the air again.
6 foot, 175, sophomore nonetheless. Talented kid right there, great athlete, showing what he's got here tonight. Doubles here to the near side, ball handed off to Johnson. Going up the left side, plowing through the Saluki defense, picking up about 7 yards it looks like there. Going to bring up a long second and about 3. 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Wolves really trying to shove through this Saluki defense. Going both to the ground and air, trying to throw them off balance here and there. But Saluki's looking a little gassed out there from some of their players that are playing both ways. Wolves going to spread it out. One receiver both sides. Helm in the shotgun. Johnson to his right. He's going to hand the ball off to Johnson. He's going to try and go up the middle, but Saluki's quickly come down. Flag on the play. Holding against the Florida Wolves, so that'll bring it back. Wolves starting to make little mistakes here and there as well. Going to really add up. Saluki's got to capitalize on these little mistakes that the Florida Wolves are making. Minute 30 left to go here in the third quarter. Not a lot of time, but still, anything could happen. 18-6, two touchdown difference, and you really got to push. You got to drive through the pain, through the fatigue, and just really punch it to them, show them what you got. Second and 15 for the Florida Wolves. Ball on the Saluki 29-yard line. Saluki's getting a little bit of break. Wolves taking their time here. 15 to go on the play clock. They're going to spread it out. Doubles to the far and near side. Johnson in the backfield with Helm in the shotgun. Helm brings him ready. Sends Johnson to the far side. Opens the backfield. Quick pass to the right side. Pass completed there to number 5, Alex Wiles. gets close to the first down there. Flag on the play in the backfield. Holding against the Flora Wolves again. So big save there again for the Salukis. It looked like he might have had the first down down there. But Flora Wolves making those little mistakes again. They will add up here in time. So they're going to walk it off again from the spot of the foul. Looks like a 10-yard penalty. So going to be a second and very long for the Flora Wolves. They're getting closer and closer to midfield. Just under a minute of play left to go here in the third quarter.
Before Helm went deep for 43 yards on that pass play, he was two of four completed a pass. He threw four incompletions, and then just like that, 43 yards for 121 yards on the night so far.
Third and 30. Helm pitches it out to Johnson to the left side. He's got some good blocks. He's running it up. Makes it across the original line of scrimmage. Still on his feet, knocked out of bounds. Did he get the first down? Where will they mark him? Looks like he's going to be just shy of the first down. About a yard and a, about 2 yards short of the first down marker. Going to bring up about third and two. 27 seconds to go. Time has stopped as he went out of bounds. Johnson, just an animal out there. He's all over the field. He's getting some great blocks. It looks like a player down there on the sideline, maybe another kid cramping up for the Flora Wolves. Might be Johnson. There's a new back there in the backfield, number 33, Hayden Gibson, back there with Helm. Doubles here to the near side. Helm snaps the ball, hands it off to Gibson. Gibson right up the middle, rolls through the Saluki defense, picks up the first down and more, bringing him just inside the 10-yard line, it looks like. So first and goal for the Flora Wolves. Looks like a hurry-up offense. Saluki's trying to get men in and out. 20 seconds to go. Hands it off to Gibson again. Barreling through the defensive line. Picks up a few yards. Going to bring up second and goal. Just under 10 seconds to go. And it looks like they're going to let time expire here on the scoreboard. We'll go into the fourth quarter of play. Flora Wolves up 18-6 over the Salukis. One more quarter of action here on Friday Night Lights. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambrough Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. Good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com or call us 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Final quarter of action here. And at the dog pound, Saluki's down by two touchdowns, 18-6 to the Flora Wolves. Flora Wolves in Saluki territory on the five-yard line, second and goal. Helm brings him to the line, under center. Snaps the ball, hands off to Gibson. Gibson tried to go up the middle, still on his feet, finally brought down, powers through the defensive line. Gets it to about the one-yard line, picks up about four there for the Flora Wolves. So inching further and further. Saluki's got to have a big stop right here. Third and goal on the 1 yard line. They've made some big plays in the first half. Some big stops there by Gannon Gaither on the run game. Wolves making a few changes out there. Looks like they brought Johnson back in. They're going to go to the offset eye. Helm under center. Trying to call him off there. Hands it off to 42 to the outside. Big stop there by number 42 for the Salukis. Jonathan Cavins and carrying the ball for the Flora Wolves. Number 42, Drew Howe. So big fourth down play right here. Salukis not going away, ball on the 1 yard line. Big stop there by Cavins. Defense got to have it here. And a quick score update from the Lawrenceville game. Marshall 28, Lawrenceville 8. Spread out, offset eye, or sorry, not offset eye, Helm in the shotgun. Too near, hands it off to Johnson right up the middle. Did he get in? Did he get stopped? We'll see what the call is. Looks like they stopped him. He did not get in. The Salukis, big play on fourth down. Turnover on downs. It will be Saluki football, first and 10 on their own 1 yard line. Big stop there. Let's see if they can capitalize it on their first offensive series here in the fourth quarter. Got to have big yardage here. 10:26 left to go in the game. Got to push down the field. Got to really move the ball as quickly as they can. Get it in the end zone. Try and force another turnover on defense and punch it back in. Salukis come to the line in the bone formation. Wing formation it looks like. Gaither under center. Snaps the ball. Drops back to pass. Looking to his left. Quick pass there. Completed to number 23, Drake Allen. Held up by number 5 there. Finally brought down at the 45-yard line. Big play. 44-yard pass to Drake Allen. Completed, and his helmet came off again. Gaither hooking up with Allen. Free release downfield. Wide open. Nobody saw him. Big play for the Salukis. Just what they needed.
Drake Allen hit his assignment, got past the defender, and threw his arm up, doing what a receiver does. Hey, I have my hand beat, or have my man beat. Throw me the ball.
Salukis send a man in motion. Gaither hands the ball off to Volkman, right up the middle, carrying multiple defenders. Punches it across midfield to the 9-yard line. Big play for the Salukis, marching it right downfield. Two plays, they're already at the 39-yard line in Florida Wolves territory. They already marched it down about 51 yards downfield so far. Or my math might be wrong. I'm not sure. That's almost 60 yards downfield for the Salukis in a matter of a minute. Sticking with that double wing formation. Man in motion, Gaither. Keeps the ball. He's going to keep it himself. Gets to the outside. Still on his feet. Brought down at the 30-yard line. Gaither with a big carry there for the Salukis. Salukis pick up about 9 on the carry. Going to bring up a 2nd and 1 for the Salukis. On ball on the 30-yard line.
Went 2 plays, 64 yards before that run.
Salukis on a mission. They're going to bring it in tight. Going to go to the bone formation. Gerald. Here to the near side, Gaither brings it up under center. Ball snapped, hands it off there to Josh Henry. Gets the first down and a little bit more. Finally brought down at about the 23-yard line. 8:47 to go here. Salukis rushing for that end zone. Down by 2, 8:47 to go. 18-6 the score. Salukis really kicking it in sixth gear here in the fourth quarter. Getting to the line a little quicker, trying to not waste so much time. Plummer to the near side. Gaither brings it up under center, snaps the ball, hands it off to Volkman, hits the B gap, gets a little bit of yardage out of there. Nice little push off the line, pickup of about 5 yards there. Going to bring up 2nd and 5 for the Salukis. Brought down by Landon Beck there. Big night for Landon Beck on defense. Really getting around the offensive line and really pushing to the ball, really getting his pursuit down and tracking the ball. Gerald spill it out to the far side. Gaither up under center, 8 minutes to go. Gaither hands the ball off to Henry yet again. He's pushing through the line, getting a few good blocks here and there. He's going to pick up, getting close to that first down marker. Going to pick up about 4 yards there. Going to bring up a 3rd and 1 for the Salukis. Getting closer and closer, just inside the red zone now. Ball on the 15-yard line. Coach Billy Gray going back and forth between the running backs here, giving Volkman a little bit of a break, getting Henry, nice solid running back, giving him some yardage in the night, really breaking him inside. Gaither snaps the ball, hands off to Allen. Allen up the left side, gets it into the middle, picks up the first down and more. Ball just inside the 10-yard line. Saluki's knocking on the floor of Wolf's door. Pickup of about 9 yards there. Brings it to the 7-yard line, first and goal for the Salukis. Coach Billy Gray must have said something to his offensive unit whenever they got that turnover on downs. Hey, we got to kick it. It's fourth quarter. It's crunch time. 7 minutes to go now. 18-6 in favor of the Wolves. Flag flies on the far side of the field. Looks like Gerald must have jumped. All right, he jumped offside, so going to walk it off a little bit. Little mistakes, but still inside the red zone. Got to capitalize on that. Can't let that get inside your head. With this kind of momentum, you got to keep it going. You got to keep it flowing, get some good plays in there. You just can't make little mistakes like that, and you can't let it bother you and lead into the next play. Double wing formation, Plummer to the near side, Worth on the far side. Gaither hands it off to Volkman right up the middle, powering through multiple defenders, taking a pack of Wolves just to pull him down. Gets inside the 5-yard line. Volkman using every bit of strength he can to get into the end zone. Going to mark the ball at the 4-yard line, so pickup of about 8 yards there. Second and goal for the Salukis. 6:05 to go here in the fourth quarter.
Your offensive line could have got in there and pushed. You might have been able to push him that next 4 yards into the end zone.
Gerald to the near side. Saluki fans on their feet. Gaither under center, snaps the ball, hands off, tried to hand off to Volkman, but the defensive line just powered right through, saw it coming from a mile away, and got him for a loss of yards. Volkman getting up slow there, finally helped up by some of the defensive linemen. Going to mark the ball at about the 5-yard line, so third and goal, ball on the 5. Saluki's got to come up with something here. Defense starting to key off again off of Volkman here late in the game. Spreading it out. Worth to the far side. Plummer near side. Gaither up under center. Two up backs. Since Allen in motion and a flag flies, another.
It's going to be false start on Nick Scherer, I believe.
So a little movement up on the line. Little mistakes again. Like we said, all game, little mistakes lead to problems. But you can't let that get to you. You got to keep pushing, keep going through, and just use that and. You just can't make little mistakes. That's all it comes down to. You got to know what the cadence is. You got to have good communication. I mean, you're right there on the ball. You got to see the ball and know where you're at. Third and goal, ball on the 10-yard line. Under 5 minutes of play left to go. Gaither up under center, two up backs. Split wide, Gaither snaps the ball, drops back. Rolling to his right. He's got to move. He brought down for a loss of yards as pressure was put on. Lost about a yard on the play. Going to mark it at the 11-yard line.
It's late in the ball game. You got to go. You got to go for this.
Four and a half.
It's fourth and 12. You still got to go for it.
Down by two touchdowns. Not much you can do. You got to go, and you got to take it to the house. I mean, it's touchdown or nothing here. This is what it comes down to. You got to kick it into high gear and just go. You got Volkman, Allen, and Josh Henry in the backfield. Gaither up under center. Bone formation. Receiver to the far side. Gaither snaps the ball, drops back to pass, fakes the handoff, rolling to his right. Tried to force it in there. And ball falls incomplete. Pass intended for Anthony Gerald. And it will be a turnover on downs. For the Salukis, Florida Wolves will take over a ball on their own 12-yard line, 3:54 to go here in the game. 18-6 the score. Florida Wolves lead it on top. Tonight's game brought to you by Bill Dobson Ford, Bestway Express, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, People's State Bank, and Toyota Bashuku, Illinois. Apply to join our team today. Saluki's falling short there in the red zone on the 12-yard line, unable to get into the end zone. Just little mistakes, those little penalties costing them that score. Wolves come to the line. They're in tight now. Helm under center. Ball snapped. He drops back. Hands it off there to Johnson. Right up the left side, up the hash marks. Wide open field. Got one man to beat. Plummer right on his heels. Dives for it. Wide open. He's going to take it to the house for a touchdown. Johnson with another big score there for the Flora Wolves. That was about an 88-yard touchdown carry there by Johnson. Ball was on their own 12-yard line. Johnson having a big, big night, well over 200 yards here tonight. 3:38 to go here in the game. With that touchdown score, 24-6 in favor of the Flora Wolves. Plummer was giving it everything he had just to try and catch up to him, but just didn't have enough gas in the tank to catch Johnson playing. I believe he's playing both ways tonight and still has a lot of juice left. Helm snaps the ball, rolls out to the right. He was in the shotgun, stopped just shy of the goal line. Two-point conversion is no good. As with the scoreboard going into the commercial break, Flora Wolves lead it 24-6 over the Salukis. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki football right here on The Legend.
Piece together great earnings on your money with KZ State Bank's CD special. Take advantage of KZ State Bank's 15-month and 21-month CD specials. Stop by KZ State Bank in Lawrenceville, located at 1609 Lexington Avenue for more details. KZ State Bank believes in building lasting financial relationships. KZ State Bank is a community bank small enough to know your name, yet they have all the financial products and services to handle your banking needs. Your community, your bank. KZ State Bank. Offer valid until August 31st. Member FDIC.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming out of the break, Johnson with a monster run, biggest of the night for a 88-yard touchdown.
Yeah, but that puts his total for the game, 254 yards with three touchdowns. That might be a Flora school record.
That just might be for a single game for them. He's an athlete. He's a built little guy. He's a 5'7", 185 senior. 5'7", 185, probably pure muscle.
And here's the thing, 179 of those 254 have come in this half.
Johnson having a major night here. Set to kick is number 33, Hayden Gibson. Kick is away. Gerald will receive it at about the 14-yard line. He's going to bring it right up the middle. Gets some good blocks in there. Cuts to the left hash marks. Finally brought down at about the 33-yard line in their own territory.
By the way, the two-point conversion was good, so the score is 26-6 in favor of Flora.
So Flora trying to coast to a victory, 3.5 minutes to go. Anything could happen in 3.5 minutes, but down by three touchdowns, it's going to be a tough try. Saluki's taking their time, 20 seconds on the play clock here. Flora Wolves making some last-minute changes in there, getting some fresh guys, getting some JV guys probably in there. Looks like a couple of white jerseys down there on the field. Gaither in the shotgun. Two split to the near side, two to the far side. Snaps the ball, options it off to Volkman. Volkman trying to get up to the sideline, cuts it back to the middle of the field. Number 32 is trailing him there, brings him down. Only gain of about a yard there. Jared Sons on the tackle.
Could have got a block there. Volkman would have had plenty of daylight on that far sideline.
He just started second-guessing himself and just ran straight across to the other side of the field. And just all he needed to do was keep the steam rolling and just cut up the field and just go to that far sideline. And he had a wide-open lane. Everybody had their pursuit coming here to the near side of the field and just unsuccessful to find that open gap. Ball marked on the 36-yard line, so second and nine here for the Salukis. 2:40 to go. Going to bring it back in tight, bone formation, receiver to the far side. Gaither under center, snaps the ball, and hand it off to the first man through. He's going to pick up a couple yards there. Looks like Volkman on the carry. Cavins on the carry. Jonathan Cavins, his first carry of the night. Giving Volkman a rest there on the sideline. He's been working hard so far tonight. Had a lot of yardage. Allen on the touchdown for the Salukis. 26-6, 2:05 to go here in the game. Going to split receivers out wide. Worth to the far side. Gerald to the near side. Gaither's going to bring him up under center. Two up backs. Wolves are going to stack the box. They're going to bring him in tight. Allen in motion. Gaither dropping back and sacked for a loss of yardage. Sack coming there by 69, Scott Taylor on the tackle. Going to bring up about a third and 17 for the Salukis. Ball on their own 30-yard line. 1:25 to go here in the game. Salukis going to fall short here. First game of the year. Coach Billy Gray going to get some underclassmen in there, or that looks like they're going to punt it away. Sorry, 4th and 15. Minutes ago, Gerald getting set to punt the ball. 5 seconds on the play clock. Ball snapped. Punt is away, and Four Wolves are just going to let it bounce back there. It's going to come to a stop at about the 38-yard line. Just under a minute of play to go, and not sure what was going on there. Ball was snapped. Nobody moved. So,
Well, there was still a Saluki trying to come set here on the near side. They went ahead and snapped it because the play clock was getting low, and the officials, 26-6, probably not going to throw a flag on that.
Just under a minute of play to go. Look for the Florida Wolves to go to victory formation here, 26-6. Kind of a rough start to the game here tonight, but Salukis had a lot of big plays here throughout the game, but it was all those little penalties called both ways, but Salukis just unsuccessful to capitalize on that. Looks like they got a fresh quarterback in here. Looks like they're going to run a few plays. We'll get his name here in a minute. Hands the ball off there to Sons. Comes up the left side. Picks up about 5 yards there. At the quarterback position now is Malachi Tolliver. Jared Sons picking up 5 yards there. Going to bring up second and 5 for the Florida Wolves. 30 seconds to go here in the game. Looks like they got time for one more play here. Tolliver in the shotgun. 2 split to the far side, 2 to the near side. Tolliver snaps the ball, hands it off there. Almost knocked loose. Still on his feet. On the carry, number 36, Bo Props on the carry. And picked up no yards. Got back to the original line of scrimmage. And as time expires on the best way, Florida Wolves will win this one over the Salukis, 26-6. Salukis fall short. Little mistakes here and there, but they should hang their heads held high. They had a lot of great plays, but just the little mistakes is what killed them here tonight. We'll go ahead and take a quick commercial break and be right back with some post-game stats and words from Coach Billy Gray and our thoughts on the game. We'll be back in 2.5 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Salukis Football right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Hi, this is Billy Gray, lending officer at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport, inviting you to come in for a visit. I'm happy to be part of a team with a wide variety of borrowing opportunities, competitive rates, fast closing times, and most importantly, decisions made by local lenders you know and trust. Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport and Lawrenceville are growing and quickly becoming the most trusted banking partner in Lawrence County.
Citizens National Bank, Bridgeport, Lawrenceville, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future, working with technology and working with great people, moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku. You've heard, there's an app for that. Well, Ambrough Federal Credit Union reminds you, there's a loan for that. And we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that. And we have it. Visit Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbroughFCU.com or call us, 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambrough Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenience store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Welcome back, Saluki fans, where the Salukis fall short to the Florida Wolves 26-6. Kind of a rough start to the game. A lot of penalties there in that first half, but Salukis really showing what they got throughout the game. Had a lot of big plays, but all those little mistakes started building up, and towards the end of the game making the same mistakes, some false starts and miscommunication here and there, and just making those little mistakes that really bite you in the butt. A lot of big plays from the Florida Wolves. Jace Helm and Cale Young, one really big connection there. They back and forth. They had a 250-yard plus pass completions to each other, and the Salukis just had no answer for them all night long to that pass game. The Wolves would go to the run game and then come back and forth. As Coach Billy Gray is making his way up here, we'll hear what he has to say about the game. But really a tough team to play against tonight. And as I'm joined here now by Coach Billy Gray, Coach, it kind of a tough game tonight. Started off with kind of a little messy, but made a few mistakes, but then capitalized on that throughout the game. Made a lot of big plays.
Yeah, you know, football comes down to two things, tackling and blocking, and we didn't do either one very well tonight. I knew the inexperience was going to hurt us, but what hurts me right now is the heart that wasn't on that field there. We made that late drive, but we had a big low in the third quarter, and then after we failed on that fourth down there, it was over. And the scoreboard may have been over, but the game's not over till it's over, and that kills me.
Yeah, and there was a lot of football down by one touchdown going into halftime. Just those little mistakes just started building up, but like we said, Volkman having a pretty big night tonight. I believe he had around 96 yards and just really marched it down the field, but once you got inside that red zone, everything just seemed to shut down.
Yeah, you know, and that's the inexperience showing. You know, we get down there and we ought to be punching those in, and we're going to get better. I just told the kids, you know, everything that I saw tonight, besides the lack of heart at times, we can fix. And I put it on their shoulders. You know, if they want to show up and work hard and fight through these things, there's eight more games left, and we need five of them to get to playoffs.
And Gannon Gaither having a few little big plays there towards the end of the first half, stopping Flora right there on the about the 3-yard line, two big tackles, and then Drake Allen punching in the touchdown. He had a few big drives, really throwing his weight through the defensive line and picking up those extra yardage.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like I said, but I saw a lot of positive things. Thank goodness Gannon Gaither was here to tackle tonight because I felt like at times he was the only one that could tackle. But, you know, offensively, I saw some things. And you got to, you know, I warned you ahead of time that that line has very little experience. And it showed tonight. But, like I said, we got another week's practice for our next game. And we're going to come out and we're going to do the best we can and try to improve on our mistakes and go from there.
Make the trip up to Robinson next week and face the Maroons. Coach, rough night tonight, but work hard next week and come back. Show them what we got.
Yeah, that's the plan. Like I said, I told the kids before the game, you know, we – being the smallest team in the conference and doing so well for the past few years like we have, we've got an X on our back. And these teams, you know, Flora played well. They've got a lot of young, good athletes, and they got team speed, and they're obviously on their way up. But anytime you have the success we've had, you wear that X on your back for a while because those teams don't forget that. And that's what we're going to run into all year, and the kids got to learn to fight through that and figure out how to get these first downs and how to eliminate those mistakes and win ball games.
As you said, so. Coach, hard is what it's going to take. And thanks for coming up, and good luck next week.
Thank you.
Head coach Billy Gray there coming down 26-6 to the Flora Wolves. And, Bryce, you got some stats over there. We'll go ahead and take a quick look at those.
Let's go ahead and remind everyone again, Ryan, these are unofficial stats. But first, a look at stats for Flora. Leading the way on the ground was none other than Grant Johnson. He had 179 yards here in the second half, along with 75 yards in the first half, putting him up to a total of 254 yards with three touchdown runs. The Flora Wolves ran for 210 yards this half with a total of 298. And then at quarterback, Jace Helm, he finished the night 40% completion rating, 4 of 10, 121 yards, and a touchdown. Now for Red Hill, leading the way on the ground was number 23, Drake Allen, with 96 yards. And then Gavin Volkman, he had 46 yards and a touchdown. Josh Henry, he finishes the night on the ground with 28 yards. Gaither with 27 yards. That being Gannon Gaither, again, with 27 yards on the ground. And then there late in the ballgame, Jonathan Cavins with 3 yards. Gaither was 2 of 5 with 48 yards in the air tonight. Again, the final 26-6, Ryan.
And we're going to go ahead and take a quick commercial break and be right back with the Bill Dobson, Annalou Chapman, Remax Real Estate, Heller's Lawn Pro, and Heller's Unlimited. Player of the game. We'll be back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Football right here on The Legend.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. From graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson
My mistake, it is the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. Getting those pregame technical difficulties worked out here early, Bryce. But we talked over the break. We are going to decide to go with kid that had a pretty good night tonight. Had some big plays. Didn't get the touchdown, but he really moved the ball well. Fought through the found the gaps that he needed to hit when he needed to. We're going to give it to Gavin Volkman. He really showed a little bit of heart, but it just came up short. The offensive line just wasn't there to give him the blocks that he really needed in the time that they wanted, but he showed a lot of strength really pushing through that defensive line.
That's going to be someone that's going to be the workhorse all season for the Salukis. If I'm Coach Gray next week, you got to start running the ball. I mean, you're going to run the ball a lot. I think the first play offensive series, you give it to Volkman. Either bounce him outside or go him up the gut and kind of just show Robinson what they're going to have to deal with coming out of the backfield.
And like you said, being the smallest team in the conference and being probably one of the most youngest and inexperienced teams there are, it's going to be a tough road ahead, so they got to come out and work hard here this next week, get ready for the Robinson Maroons. They have been a tough team in years past, but like we said, a lot of things have changed this year from all those seniors leaving, all those experienced players that played all those years from freshman to senior year as varsity players. It's going to be tough. And that's a look at the game. Again, final score, Flora Wolves on top of the Red Hill Salukis, 26-6 here at the Dog Pound. Salukis falling short, and like you heard it from Coach Gray, said it best, not a lot of heart out there on the field and got some things to work on. So we make the trip up to Robinson next Friday night. Join us and make the trip up there as well. Cheer on the Dogs as they face the Robinson Maroons. For everybody, Bill Schroed back at the station keeping us on air. Bryce Thompson, thank you for making the trip up here, joining me this season.
Now, reminder, you'll be alone next week. I have a wedding rehearsal to go to, so you get to make the drive to Robinson alone. I'm sorry, buddy.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do. I'm Ryan Seed saying so long.
This has been Red Hill Salukis football on your Lawrence County sports leader, the legend, 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO. Red Hill Salukis football has been brought to you by the Ambrall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Rutgers Candy, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku, Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and People's State Bank. Red Hill Salukis football can be heard all season long here on The Legend, 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO, a part of DLC Media Broadcasting.
Oaktown, this is your country. Classic Country WAKO, 910 AM and 99.3 FM, The Legend.
This country is a way of life.
WAKO, 910 AM and 99.3 FM, The Legend.